of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Congratulations. We have completed the fifth week of the journey in the Great Lent, with two more weeks to go, God willing, before we start Holy Week. And for the past, for the third week now, the Church has prepared for us the lessons of the Sundays to focus on the important topic of repentance, because if we go through all the customs and traditions and readings and ceremonies and hymns of the Great Lent and do not have any change in our life, if we do not repent, then it's all a wasted effort. And in this incredible story we just heard, there was a man who was sick for 38 years. And you know that our Lord Jesus Christ began his ministry when he was 30 years old. So this poor man had been sitting and waiting around even before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, even before the archangel Gabriel announced the birth of the Lord or announced the birth of John the Baptist before that. So the man had been sitting for a very long time, waiting to be helped, waiting to be saved. And the Bible tells us that he had an infirmity, a weakness that is preventing him from being able to move or walk around like normal human beings. And this paints a picture of what sin does in my life. Sin is a disease. Sin is a spiritual disease separating me from God, and I become unable to move forward, unable to know where I'm going, and I'm lost and unable to make progress. And no matter what I as a sinner try to do by my own effort or even by the efforts of those around me, I'm unable to walk in the way of the Lord. And I can pretend as a sinner to be righteous, but deep down there's something missing. There's a sense of emptiness, a sense of loneliness. There's disappointment, there may be fear, maybe anger, there may be resentment, and deep down, even if I can pretend that I'm fine, as we say in the hymn during the Great Lent, my sins have covered my head and have overburdened me. Can't seem to find a way out of this situation. Of course, for each of us as sinners, there's only one solution. Because as a sinner, I'm dead unless I accept and taste the true life, which can only be found and is only in our Lord Jesus Christ. This poor man had been sick for 38 years. That works out to just under or close to 2,000 weeks. And every time he's about to go into the water, another gets ahead of him. Week after week, year after year, his hopes and dreams are shattered. And the same happens to me if I try with my own effort or leaning on those around me to try by my own logic, to try by my own strength, which is actually my own weakness. If I try by my own weakness in my sinful state to even do good, if I try to bring peace without understanding what real peace is, if I try to bring happiness without understanding what true joy is, and if I try to save myself without realizing who the real Savior is, then I do like the same, and I'm disappointed, feel a sense of emptiness, loneliness, resentment. And the world works this way. Everyone, most people want peace, happiness, comfort, not just for themselves, but those around them. But there's no real peace outside of the Prince of Peace, who alone can give us his true everlasting peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we look for happiness outside, but there's no true happiness and joy outside of what the Lord has prepared to give us. There's no comfort outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this sick man, this poor man, correctly is disappointed that he has no man to help him out. And indeed, we have many around us in society. We have our family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, colleagues. Often we're also disappointed. So we can also say, like this man, we have no man to help us. But rejoice, This man can rejoice and all who are sitting in darkness in the shadow of death, because those who have been waiting for the 2,000 weeks to find a solution, the solution, he is here and he is ready to help. He is able to save. And he just needs one thing from me. He asks, do you want to be made well? And this may seem like a funny question to ask. Of course I want to be made well. But the Lord is able to save me, to cleanse me, to heal me. But do I want the healing? The Lord's not going to force the healing on me. I have to accept his offer to heal me. And as we heard, many of the Pharisees and scribes at the time did not accept his offer. To them, they had no need of a physician. They thought they were not sick. They thought they had no weakness. They thought that this was even offensive to be asked if they needed to be healed. Not only did they refuse the healing for themselves, they wanted to refuse the healing for others. And they were angry that this poor man was healed on the Sabbath. But the Lord says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is the Lord of the day of rest. And it's only fitting that he grants healing and comfort and rest to this poor man who was waiting for 38 years. So for me, I shouldn't follow the example of the Pharisees and get up, caught up in the legalities and in the customs, but I should rejoice with this poor man who was saved by the grace, by the free gift of our Savior. Now, Jesus made a simple offer to the man. Do you want to be made well? And Jesus is standing at the door of my heart asking me the same question today. Do you want to be made well? And he's prepared everything for me, but he gives me the free right to choose. If I accept, his arms are open, and he insisted, even in his death, in his passion, to choose the form of death where his hands and arms are nailed open on the cross for me. But there must be synergy between what he wants, between his will and my will. He is willing. He is able to save. Am I willing to accept him as my Savior? The gift is ready. Forgiveness. Eternal life. Mansions in heaven. Crowns of glory for each of us. The giver is able. Prepared everything for me. He saved millions of others. He saved this poor man after 38 years of infirmity. The gift is ready. The gift is precious. The gift is personal. The gift is prepared for me. The giver is generous. The giver is able. The giver is trustworthy. The giver is sweet. The giver is patient, waiting for my response. He is able to save me. Do I want to be made well? He is able to heal me. Do I want to be healed? Do I admit I have any weakness? If I'm not accepting to be healed, he's not going to force himself upon me. And there's no shame in admitting that I have a weakness. The only shame would come in refusing to be healed. The treatment is ready. The Lord never rebukes any sinners for their sins or weaknesses, but the Lord would rebuke me if I refused to accept the healing and I refused to repent. So to me, I have the easy part. Accept his generous offer while I still can. Get up, carry my bed, go my way. Get up is a divine command. Carry my bed that was carrying me for 38 years, go my way and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon me. Sin no more, lest I lose my crown. The worst thing is not the punishment here. The worst thing is that I be eternally cast out from the open arms of the Lord. Sin no more, lest I lose my gift. The heavenly crown is prepared. The gift of salvation is at hand. For me, I shouldn't lose focus on the heavenly. I shouldn't be distracted. Keep my head up. Look to the reward. Don't lose heart. Your Savior is here. The Lord has paved the way for you. Stay on the narrow path so that you may enjoy the true joy, true peace, true love with him eternally. Go your way. Sin no more. Glory be to God the Father. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pater Creator, created in heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only God, Son of God, begotten of the Father, from all ages, light of the light, true God,
begotten, not created, once is the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was the incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified in front of Pontius Pilate, suffered and is buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, and sits right in heaven with his Father, and he's coming again, his glory, judging the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who seats in the Father, who the Father and Sons worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, baptism for remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection.